Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to have another wonderful time with doing healings, taking away entities, getting yourself more self-empowered. So here we go. Let's take away some entities from everybody. And here they go. Work from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. And working on our toes right now. So if you have a stubbed toe or something, that'll attract entities. You're going to take them out. Here we go. So working on your toes. You might want to wiggle your toes a little bit. And here we go again. Working now on our heels. Feeling good. Go up to our ankles now. And now we're going to go to our calves and our knees. And now we're moving up to our hip joints here. Ball and sockets there. Working now also on our tailbone. Okay. And let's now work around our second chakra area. We'll put Sylvia on. You out there in cyberspace, Sylvia, as I keep working here?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And I guess while Ron is continuing the entity clearing work, I'll just talk for a couple minutes. I wanted to make special mention of the conference calls that Ron does for all those of you who might not be aware of them, because they're such an incredible opportunity for healing. So the basic ones that he does are 1 hour in length, and they happen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesdays is different in that half of the hour is devoted to the light ship healing, physical healing on the light ship. And the remaining half an hour, while you're still, of course, on the light ship and getting healing, you're also doing divine water activation. And the water activation is really remarkable. The light beings on the creation light ship will activate your drinking water for you, just for you, with the light codes that you need for your body for the upcoming week. So you receive 7 containers of water that are activated fully for you, and it's just incredible. So that's Wednesday's call. Mondays and Fridays are 1 straight hour of light ship healing. I think each one is $20, and if you're interested in coming on to all of them every month, Ron has a special frequent flyers package, so it really makes it affordable to get on these calls. And I'm telling you, once you do, your life will never be the same, because you're always, you know, regularly going to the light ship for healing, and it changes your consciousness, it changes your perception of life, it changes your health, and you just feel younger, and you're more in the moment, and it's just a remarkable hour of healing. And I don't know anybody, first of all, who does the kind of healing that the light ship does. There just isn't anything like that. But second of all, in the realm on earth of people that are healers, Ron just makes it very affordable to do for, you know, you just can't find a healer that you can go to for $20 for an hour. So it's an incredible opportunity. And you can also go on as an absentee, and that's what I wanted to make a special mention of, for times when you are stuck at the office or you're somewhere or you're traveling and you just can't get to a phone and it's not going to work for you. You can still participate in the conference calls just by signing up and letting Ron know that you're going to be on an absentee basis. And I'll tell you, it's just incredible to do that. And like, for example, tonight I couldn't be on because of a situation at my office, and it was an incredibly hectic, intense day. And at 5:30, when the conference call started, I tuned into, you know, the light ship and put in my, you know, telepathically put in my healing requests, and it completely revitalized my body and my energy system. When I was just shot from everything that had happened energetically during the day. So it's just remarkable. So I just want to encourage everyone to take advantage of that if they haven't done so already, and it will really rock your world. So back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we're still working here, going to our upper back area, going to our neck. And here we go, to our ears. If anybody has any ear problems, we'll work on our ears right now. And we're now moving up to our face, taking energies out of our face. You might find your face kind of making weird faces or positions or something as this happens. This is kind of common. Some people actually feel their body changing as the entities get released from you. So here we go. I'm going to work with your hair right now. And we're almost done. We're going to do a body scan now. Let's go to the small of our backs right now and work with the small of our back area. And now we're going to be working a little bit higher up, middle of our backs. And now we're working with our elbows, going down our arms to our wrist, our fingers. I want to wiggle your fingers. And working with our rotator cuffs right now. How's that feel, Sylvia?
It feels wonderful. Very relaxing.
I'm going to bring more of your spirit into your body. Here we go. Coming in. Count to 10. Your spirit normally will come in through your crown chakra. Could come in through your heart. Could just actually walk right into your body just like it's you walking into yourself. Whatever it chooses to do is the way it will happen. So here we go. This is love comes walking in. So I'll count to 10 to command the energy. And your spirit that's with you will bring in the other parts of you that's out there in the universe here. So here we go. So you may come up maybe 5 more percentage points probably on your spirit energy when this happens. Most people are 20% in their bodies. You know, there are people who are only 10. And then there are people who may be, you know, maybe 40, 50%. So here we go. If you've been on these calls and on the one-hour conference calls that we have, you're probably normally at least 50% to probably about 80. This is what these calls do for you. It probably takes about 6 months or more to get more of your spirit with you. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do a emotional clearing for everybody. You might just want to kind of see how your body feels right now. Do a little body scan. Maybe want to get up and walk around to feel the energy. You should feel heavier in your body right now. I'm going to do an emotional release here for the last 10 days. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia. I'll turn it back over to you, and you might just, you know, mention about people checking their bodies and looking at situations in their lives, because it is very distant now. It was the last 10 days. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful suggestion, because if you look over the past 10 days and maybe you examine a situation that you went through, and you will probably notice that as you look at it, it seems very neutral, not charged, you know, with negative energy, like you're kind of just observing it like you would a movie or somebody else's life, and it doesn't make you react or push your buttons. So That's very good. You know, I was really enjoying that spirit retrieval that you were doing, Ron, just a few minutes ago. And it made me really think about how with the, all of the lightship clearings, there's kind of two very distinct things that go on, if you want to break it down. And one of them is that a lot of the clearings are getting rid of things. They're getting rid of densities. They're getting rid of judgments, of stored negative emotions, cellular debris, if you will, or getting rid of, like, the toxic, alien parasites or mind control or cordings or, you know, you name it. There's all kinds of things that we're shedding, which basically aren't us. So we're getting rid of all of the things that aren't our own divine spirit, aren't our body temple. They're just other things that have gotten into us, like the entities, such as Ron was clearing in the beginning of the hour. And then the other aspect of the lightship healing is bringing back to ourselves all the bits and fragments and pieces of us and restoring our own personal power and divinity, and just, you know, bringing that energy back into wholeness from all of the things that have, you know, either made our spirit leave us or fragment off, that kind of thing. So it's very interesting if you look at the list of clearings, you can kind of look at which ones of those have to do with getting rid of stuff that's not us and which things have to do with bringing more of us back to ourselves, like the spirit retrieval. So that's very, very nice, and it just feels so good to have the stuff that's not you out and the stuff that and the parts of you that are, you know, have gone off to come back to you. Just feels incredible. So I see that we have quite a few people joining us on Fast Chat with quite a few requests and questions. And, Ron, I don't think you're in a position to read the Fast Chat right now, so how about if I just kind of field some of these questions and requests to you?
Yep, sounds great to me. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, so the first question that I saw had to do with the death barcode, which is a new clearing that you started, I guess, about a week ago or so. And the person, I don't remember who it was that typed it in the question, but they wanted you to talk a little bit more about it. And they also were wondering if this is the same as the death hormone.
Okay. No, it's not. The death barcode, remember, you choose your parents when you come here. This is, you know, remember, you're being forced to come here but with our forced dark side reincarnation programs. So we're forced to come here. We pick, you know, like I say, the best of the worst parents. And then also, they want us to leave here. So the dark side gives us, typically for everybody, three times to leave. And that can be overridden by some people who are more conscious. If not, the first one will probably get you. So what happens is for what I've seen so far, about 10 years before the first death barcode comes into effect, remember, this is when your body is going to die. About 10 years before that happens, your energy starts to get diminished. And you typically will catch or have some kind of illness. So if you don't have an illness, you're going to be losing energy. If you do get an illness, then that's just the way they wanted you to leave the planet here. So you might be down to maybe a third to half of your life force energy. So you're going to be feeling a drop down, you know, from 10 years prior to the year that you're going to be leaving. So what happens is you're actually at that point of energy if you override the death code. So now the second one comes into place if you haven't left at that time. Remember, the body knows about this because it knows when it's taking place, and it's basically giving up on life because it knows that it's not going to make it. So you can actually force your body to live, which people can do. This is why you continuously, you know, leave. I mean, continuously keep moving on and why you don't leave, okay? So now that they put in place on you the second death barcode. So this is for the people that have overridden the first one. And that could be for most people, it could be a few years to maybe 10 to 15 years after the first one. But typically, I would say it'd be a pretty short time because maybe you caught some kind of illness. Maybe you have diabetes on the first one. You know, you're probably not going to live much longer, in good health. So they want you to leave. And this is what they do. Or maybe you have some type of cancer or something like that or something that causes problems. And so when the second one comes in, what happens is that you're able to override that if you wish. And then you may be down even more on energy. So what will happen is that your barcode will kick in for number three. So you might be down to maybe having lost two-thirds of your energy by the time you have your second barcode. And the third one kicks in, and that normally is pretty close to the second one. Because now you're so weakened that your body can't live, and naturally your body is not going to sustain life because it already knows that it's been dealt this card of death. So your mind and your body doesn't work. It's not functioning properly, which is because there's no really use for it energizing itself. Plus it has all these problems and conditions. And the third one comes in, and that normally takes you out completely. So you have any questions about that, Sylvia? Does that sound perfectly clear to you?
Yeah, it really does, and it really makes a lot of sense, and I think I've seen that so often with different people. And it's just like their program for us and how they keep us, kind of on whatever schedule the dark side has for us to leave here, which is completely different than, like you mentioned a week or so ago when we were talking about it, what it's like in the universe of light on other planets when someone takes on a body or a life form and how they choose, to leave the body and how different that is from here.
So most people have, I'd say 90% of the people choose to leave after the third one, after you already had the first two. And you probably have seen people naturally that you've known. They catch something, something happens to them, and then they get weaker and weaker, and then finally they leave. And you can have more than that. Not too many people have more. A few have less. Maybe the first one gets them. But most people have three times of leaving. And this is somehow the choice of your body according to the energy that it's dealing with at the time. And so on the page will be being put up pretty soon here within maybe a few days, I think. We'll have it up on the website so people can clear themselves. We do go through 10 different death barcodes, and that would be for probably maybe 1% of the people who know that they have been here longer, as far as having more barcodes to them and instead of just having the first three. But most people will have, just the first three. And you want to get that cleared off so your body can regain its spiritual consciousness and energy. So this is kind of how it works. What happens once you have the first one cleared off of you? Oh, and what I will say is that on the website, you have to put aside 8 hours of time. Because it is quite, a long process. Each particular year is going to be about 2 hours. The first part is clearing the barcode. The second part is getting your body energy back online again. And the third part to that is what we call spirit infusion. And so each one is going to take you probably 2 hours. So if you had three death barcodes and you want to have 6 hours of time put aside to do this, it's not, and you can't do it in segments. You can't do one barcode one day, then one the next. It has to be 8 hours continuous. And this is what I put aside for yourself. Any questions, Sylvia?
I think that's an 8 hours well spent. And I don't have any more questions about it, but there is one that just popped up on the fast chat, which is, why would your spirit agree to having these death barcodes?
Well, it's not your spirit agreeing with that. It's what the spirit probably say no, but remember, you're living in a dark side planet. So your spirit has to go along with the process. And when your body is quartered by planets, this is why we do the planetary clearing, you know, your body's being sucked out of its energy. So it doesn't matter what the spirit says, you know. Your spirit can say, no, I don't want this, but the dark side is going to put programs in your DNA, and that's not going to, you know, your spirit can't do anything about it. So to me, that's kind of a question that, you know, it's just like a no-brainer when you live on Earth here. Your spirit is very disempowered here by the darkness because you're living in time, and your spirit lives in the moment, and the time rules as opposed to living in the moment all the time. If you lived in the moment all the time, you would not have a situation of having like you have in this lifetime. And so most people live in the time frame reality of the darkness. And you might only be maybe 5 minutes a day in true light when you're with your spirit, communicating with it. So that's kind of why we're in this situation. And plus, like I said, you're on a dark side planet. You're controlled by implants. You're controlled by mind transmissions from the darkness. Your body has DNA programs into it, and your spirit can't do anything with those. It's up to you to empower your spirit to get it more into your body. I don't think there's probably hardly anybody on the planet who's 100% in their body with their spirit and also integrated with all the cell structure. So that's the problem that we have here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I want to just say hi to everyone that's on the fast chat. We have so far, I see Joni and Christina, Kyle and Adriana, Annika, Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto, Bernie, Karen, Pauline, Love for All, Ren, Dulcie, Suzanne, Pete, Mia, and Nice. So hi, everyone, and thank you for all your great questions. So the next question I saw, Ron, was a request for some healing samples, and the first one was for a sexual clearing.
Okay, and I will add one other thing for the barcode clearing. You could feel maybe a little depressed, you know, a little sometimes after it. This is why on the page itself we're going to have you be able to go into it for the next week. To do more clearing to get rid of the traumas. Remember, you are, you know, having traumas. And once you finally realize, you know, that your body was going to die in a couple of years or something, those traumas will actually be felt by you. And that kind of awakens your body up and it goes, wow, I was going to die. And so, you know, you will be able to go back on the website and do clearings. This is why it's such an important clearing to have done to you. So what kind of sample would you like to have, Sylvia?
The first request was for a sexual clearing sample.
Okay. Boy. That could go all different directions. So I'll just do that in the last 10 days here. So here we go. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. Okay, what's the next one, Sylvia? So again, you want to just feel your body energy. And you should feel a release, you should feel a little bit lighter after each one of these clearings here.
Okay, so the next request is for an anger clearing.
Okay, so let's do fear first because they kind of go together. So let's do the fear one, then we'll do the anger. So here we go, fear clearing. So 10 days ago cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Wait a minute, excuse me. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now just kind of see how you feel. Look at a situation that caused you maybe fear, okay? And and look at it, it should feel very distant to you in that time frame of 10 days ago to now. And this is how you want to look at these clearings and just see how they feel for you. The next one will be anger. And the anger normally is after you realize that some fear that you had prevented you from living your life, and now you're angry because of that situation of whatever it was or whoever told you not to do something. So here we go, anger. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, next one, Sylvia.
All right, next we have a request. It was kind of a question and request in one, and it was, the question was, is a victim clearing the same as a martyr clearing, or are those two different things? And maybe we could do samples of those. So over to you.
We'll do victim first, and we'll do martyr. Could they be the same? It all depends how the energy gets stored with you. So we'll do victim first. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. So again, think of something, that you dealt with, and I will do martyr. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and see which one seems to have done more for you. Maybe they both did something. There might be a difference in the way your body's storing these energies and the way these bodies are working for you. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next request, is there something that, a clearing that would be good for space dust that gets in our sinuses and eyes?
Boy, I don't think so.
Maybe just bringing in some of the light ship oxygen would help
people.
Yeah,
that may work. Okay, we'll bring in the oxygen for that one. So here we go. This is oxygen number 14 coming. So inhale, exhale a few times. Here it comes. I'll count to 10 to bring the energy in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will bring in another oxygen. And we'll take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. And we're going to bring in number 57. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in number 42. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of just sit with those oxygens for a little bit here and just see how your body's responding. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had Annika on the line, and she was talking about experiencing some kind of cording on the backside of the body, wondering what that could be about. So maybe we could talk about different types of cordings and maybe do some types of samples along those lines.
And normally when people cord you from behind, it's because they're kind of sneaky and they want to get your energy. The cords from the front of you, you probably know the person. Remember, when you look forward, this is where your spirit's looking, so it actually can kind of sense what's happening to you if you're in tune with your body energies, okay? But from behind you, you don't have really any awareness too much because your spirit mainly is looking forward. And so it's kind of like people say like being knifed in the back or something like that. This is what happens with the energy. So what we're going to do is take away the energy from behind you, from males. So we'll go back 10 days. We'll go to all the chakras at the same time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's 10 days. And we'll do male energies. Female, I think, right? Yeah, that was male. So we'll do females now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it might be a difference in energy that you're feeling. And next we're going to do energy cording in front of you. And this will be male energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do female energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next request we had was for a sample of the magnetic alignment.
Are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay. So the next request we had was for a sample of the magnetic alignment.
Okay, here we go. We're going to take a couple of your bodies here, and we'll move them so that they're more in place. 20 degrees. They could be, 700 degrees out. So here we go. Twenty degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15 degrees, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So for most people, you're probably going to feel dizzy. Now, this is what happens. This is because these energetic bodies have been turned inside of you. And we bring them back looking down from the top of you, from left to right, to put them back into alignment. And most people, I would say, probably have anywhere between maybe a dozen to maybe 40 of these bodies out of alignment, okay? So this is just a sample. It did move your body, but, if it's, 700 degrees out, 20 degrees doesn't seem much, but or it is a lot, but the 20 degrees will help a little bit. So far, I think that's the highest number that I've had so far as degrees. So you twisted around a few times there. Okay, next body. Moving it.
Let's see.
20 degrees closer.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
No, I thought you were asking for the next question.
yeah, okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Next body. So 20. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15 degrees, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so that's two bodies, so you should feel a difference. Almost everybody feels this here, so I would say probably 99% of the people that I've worked with actually feel these bodies turning inside of them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a nice comment from Annika. It says, thanks so much for the cording release. She felt it a lot, and mainly the male section. So that's great. Thank you. And let's see. So there was a question.
We'll go ahead.
Let's
do another thing here on the cordings.
Okay.
Let's do some planet cordings.
Oh, great.
So here we go. We'll do this here on the back side of you. They'll probably take out 10 planets, okay? And where there's thousands of these that are connected to you. This is why you have your death barcode also. So here we go. Remember, they have to work somehow through you to activate your body through some kind of transmissions. So here we go. Cording on the back side of you from 10 planets. Releasing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of sample your body. You might want to take a note how it's feeling. Get up, walk around, twist. Maybe you had a pain and it went away. And now we'll do the front side of you from planets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just do a check there, see how you're feeling. And let's do the left side of you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the right side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the top of your head. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's interesting. Let's do your feet, bottom of your feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
That was very interesting. I don't think we've ever had something like specifically from a certain part of the body like that, the head, top of the head. That was very interesting. So if anyone experienced particular sensations or cordings leaving them from areas of their body, please go ahead and type that on the fast chat. That would be great. Okay, let's see. Looking over the list, we had a question about if there's a healing or a clearing that's good for allergies.
Okay, we'll just take away energies that would probably interfere with that here. We'll have to have your spirit work with this healing. So here comes the energy to help you. In fact, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you haven't done so. If you're new to the program, go to Creation Light Shift Healing. Click on it. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, scroll down, interstall on your scroll bar, bring up the light beam. We're going to energize this with male energy right now. So here comes the male energies in. And here they come. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll work with the energy now for allergies. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back over to you again.
Okay, I think we had a question regarding the parasite clearing, the ET parasites that you have online for people to be able to do. And I believe the question was, if you're having joint trouble, what do you suggest?
Well, the joints typically would be the caterpillar energies. It could be other ones also. You may have some snakes wrapped around your arms that are pulling them apart a little bit at the joints. There may also be something to deal with on your skin, which could be the little ant energies. So just get on the side and just do each one of them. You know, each one of those is going to affect you. There's probably a couple dozen of them listed there. So you want to do all of those and just see what happens. You know, you will get relief. You may have a problem that's internal, which you know nothing about. So get on the site, and it's $30 a month. And, you know, put some time into it if you want to heal yourself. This is one quick way to do that. Get rid of these invisible alien life forms out of your body. Your body would love this to, you know, to feel better. And you would feel better, too. So, you know, I would say if you're going to do this, you know, look at it and do it a couple hours a day. And then you can also get on and do a healing that's maybe for alien attacks. You can put the light beam up for 8 hours and have some clearings that way, too. Remember, there's a lot of stuff that's happening to you because of our alien friends out there taking away our free choice here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to mention one thing about the online alien parasitic release clearings that you can do that I think is really helpful for the joints. Like Ron said, just, you know, pick one, like the caterpillars, for example, and do, you know, hours worth of clearing on that. And you can just put it on your computer and go about your, you know, business in your house. And you can have it run actually up to 8 hours. But there's a second window below the drop-down bar where you select the type that you want to clear, like the caterpillar or the snake or the octopus. Below that, you select whether you want to clear out the living form of that particular parasite or if you want to clear out the stored waste products that they leave in your body or the dormant eggs and that kind of thing. So those waste products, too, are really good to get out, in my experience, from your joints because, you know, it just gums up the works. So make sure when you pick one of those life forms that you go through all those different types of that life form that you could have, and you can really get more effective and deeper healing that way, I believe. So it's very good to do. So let's see, we had a request from Mia, Ron, and she would like to have a release from mind control.
Okay, here we go. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, have the light chip come in and take everybody out of mind control for the length of this program here. So here we go, I'll count to 10. And this mind control could be, you know, cell phone radiation. You know, it could be anything, sound waves, electronic waves going through your body. They're all going to do something to you, along with the, you know, ET mind control transmissions that that everybody has going to them to activate your mind. So here we go. Count to 10. And you're going to feel that you're going to be separated from your surroundings right now. You'll be in the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should help you out here. And I'll just talk a little bit here as you're feeling yourself in freedom. At one of my workshops, a lady came in who's hunched over with a cane. And I was doing the samples of the different worms and parasites and stuff. And she was jerking in her seat and very happy to have these things released out of her. But she has never wanted, because of her implants, to pay $30 to go on the website. And I saw her, and she goes, "Oh, I just can't get a computer. I don't have it. I only have one outlet in my room, and you know." And she's giving me all this stuff. I said, "Well, don't you have friends who have a computer to go on, you know, for the library?" And she just never came forward. And then I see her after going, you know, I did like probably 4 or 5 workshops, you know, and she's there on almost every one of them going to see somebody else. And I said, "Are you going to have this clearing done, you know, to you?" And she goes, "Well, I don't know." So it's very interesting to watch how implants work in people. And she was jumping around like a spit on a hot griddle, you know, as these things are being pulled out of her. And she wondered why she's so sick, and that was the answer, you know. And she couldn't afford to spend, you know, $30 a month on herself to find a computer. Yet she's paying probably, you know, hundreds of dollars for these other workshops, which is very strange to me. Anyway, that's just the way implants work with people. And maybe you even have the same problem yourself, you know. So remember, you can't do this yourself. It's impossible. This is why the light chip is here to help you. So it's up to you to move forward to get this work done. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next request that we had, Ron, was for a sample of the mind of the body clearing.
Okay, this is a nice clearing. This here is the energy that's with you, that's in your body. This is the body that helps your body's immune system and everything else with it. So the mind of the body goes dead, so will you. And this is what's probably basically attacked also with the barcodes. And it gives up because there's no use if there's, you know, no life after a certain year in your life. Why would it want to come forth and do more work? It's already disempowered anyway for the first 10 years of trying to help your body out before your first death code hits. So here we go, mind of the body clearing. So if you do have a problem with your body, you know, some kind of illness or something, what you want to get is you want to get on the site, the alien attack one. That's for people who, you know, have are really sluggish, chronic fatigue, etc. You know, that can probably help you out greatly. The death barcode is your sentence to life, how long you're going to be living here. And basically, you know, when you're going to be dying. But you want to live longer, naturally. Most people want to have that experience. So you want to get that code off you so that you can live longer. And that'll help your mind and your body. So what you want to get is the alien barcodes. You want to do the death barcodes, and then you want to do the mind of the body clearing. This will jumpstart everything, and very possibly the infection body. So if you're listening and you have something wrong with yourself, write those different clearings down, because that's definitely going to help you. Without having the barcode done, I don't think it's going to be probably easy to have the other healings actually work completely, because your body's already going to be on a downhill slide. What happens, people call me who are chronic. They've already went through everything they could, and I get them maybe the last, say, 3 months of their life, and they want me to help them. And it's very difficult because, you know, they already have, you know, in a sense, kind of jokingly, you know, one foot in the grave and the other one on the banana peel, you know. And how do you help somebody after they've, you know, had an illness or an injury or something for maybe 10 years? It's, you know, they want a miracle to happen just by flicking your fingers, you know. So the death barcode can help, you know, restart your body to healing. So this is what you want to get done. So, and also ask your spirit. Here we go. We're going to do the mind of the body. So put some energy in there. Look at the light being on your monitor screen. I'll count to 10. We'll do a clearing. I'm going to do 10 days here, last 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do that one more time for everybody. Here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I guess I'll do an infection body too. Here we go. Same process. Just kind of feel the energy of the mind of the body. You know, connect with your body energy and just see how it's feeling right now. You may feel a little more energized, okay? So here we go. This is your infection body. 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. And yesterday cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I saw quite a few comments, Ron, on the fast chat after you did that planetary cording release from the different parts of the body, especially the comments were quite a few people really felt it on the top of their head and also the bottom of the feet.
Yes, so let's do a planetary cording release here. This will be a little different than what we did before. Remember, that was the planetary one. This is your natal chart, and there's a lot more planets tied into that than what the astrologers think. So here we go. Bottom of your feet, for cording to the earth here. So let's release that energy, and also we'll set your tailbone too. A lot of people practice meditation where they ground their tailbone. So here we go. We're going to take this cord off of you. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's your feet. Let's do the tailbone now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So somebody might be asking, why don't you want to be grounded? Well, being grounded means that your spirit's in your body, okay? Most people think they have to ground their body to the earth, which is a whole different thing altogether. So then I'll ask you, if you do that practice, why do you want to feel the death of everybody that's been buried in the earth? Animals that died and got covered up, maybe in landfills. Why do you want to feel the trauma of hurricanes, forest fires, or anything like that, earthquakes, in your body? Because you are running that energy into you just by cording to it. This is how cordings work. So that you don't want to do. I'll just talk about what we're having next month. On the first three Sundays, we're going to be doing special eight-hour conference calls, and it's going to be working with the shapeshifter energies and the shadow bodies, along with other entity energies, maybe extraterrestrial worms and parasites. So it'll be 3 8-hour calls, and if you wish to get on them, you can contact me. I'm going to put a special out, which is $250, and including that is the once-a-month four-hour ascension call. So you're having 28 hours of healing with the light shift to get rid of this stuff that's bothering you. And remember, what we're dealing with here is stuff that you don't want to have. This is clearings, okay? It's very hard to get self-empowered. You know, there's plenty of books out there on becoming self-empowered, but you have to get rid of the stuff in order to get your spirit to come into you. And the body is so contaminated with all this negative energy and cordings, et cetera, and life forms that live inside of us that your spirit doesn't really have a chance to do any healing work and stuff with you because there's so much more to you than what meets the eye. So this is why we're doing these special 8-hour marathon calls to help you with these energies. And these are a very nice call to be on. The time goes by very quickly. And I'll be sending out emails. So if you wish, you can click on the bottom of the BBS page here. If you don't have, if you haven't given your email list or email to me, I'll put it on a list. Just click on it and we can send you out an email, which will be coming out shortly here, just kind of describing it and stuff. And you can also, at some point here in the near future, go to the website and click on it and pay for it with PayPal also. But anyway, this is what we're going to be doing. Hopefully you want to get on this call if you want to move forward. And the calls, you know, only feel like maybe about an hour in length probably. The last one went by really, really quickly. Back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of coming close to an end here.
Yes, it's gone by really fast. I wanted to just, say that yes, from my experience being on those 8-hour healing sessions, first of all, the time goes over in a blink, but most importantly, the amount of spirit energy that you're able to hold in your body after that and the amount of light energy that you're able to, you know, to have integrated in your body is just incredible. I mean, it really is a huge and noticeable difference before and after that much intensive healing. So it's just the most amazing opportunity that we have to advance ourselves in that way. Ron, we have a very precious 5-year-old on the line with us, Ella, and she's having a rough time right now, crying. She says she knows you can make her feel better, and she's just wondering if you could help out.
Sure. Okay. Hi, Ella. This is Ron. So here we go. We're going to put some energy into your heart center. Everybody else can feel the same energy here. And we're going to take away some energies out with all of you here, the negative energies. We're going to work with your heart. You want to put your hands over your heart. And here we go. Take away some emotional pain there and traumas out of your body. And work with the bottom of your feet to the top of your head right now. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel these traumas leave you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, hope that helps you. So thank you for being on the fast chat. We'll see you, Ella. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thank you so much, Ron, and I'm so sorry that our time is up. I know there were even more questions and requests that we weren't able to get to. Please come back with us on Friday. On Friday, we're on Station 2, so when you go to BBS, go to Station 2, and then we come on 5 minutes before 7 o'clock Pacific, so basically the same time as tonight, only 5 minutes earlier, but on Station 2, and we will keep going and taking your questions and requests and talking about, you know, the lightship and ascension and clearing and all of these wonderful things. And most importantly, having these healing samples so that we can all find out, what it is that our, you know, that our work is to get to the point where we can ascend and so we can basically come back into the light 100%, the actual light, not the false universe dark side light, but the true light of creation. So many blessings to all of you. Thank you, Ron, and the Creation Lightship so much for this amazing hour of healing. And I'll just say good night, everyone.
Okay, good night, everybody, and blessings to all of you.